Nancy Sanders ngubunga Allah ngwa tiu sunga manchuam yungu yunga kisiani kuchuam inu laksima yunga tali maulak tuya kakwe manchuam yungu laktunga sanang ngwa tiu sunga. Hi, my name is Nancy Saunders. I go by the artist name Niap. I'm originally from Kujuak, Quebec, Nunavik, but I've been living in Montreal for 10 years and I'm a multidisciplinary artist. So Katat Joseph Alat is a project that came to mind the first time I carved, the first time I worked with soapstone. I liked the idea of trying to carve things that are intangible. And the idea came to me where I wanted to see what it would look like if I tried carving throat singing, not only into material form, but to bring throat singing kind of mixed with the element it imitates, because throat singing is an imitation of sounds of the nature, like the goose and the wind, the river. And so I wanted to, you know, at first play with carving throat singing, but then the audio element idea kind of came afterwards, where I wanted to hear what it would sound like with the element it's imitating. So I took my three favorite throat songs and I associated them with stones. I used here a Brazilian soapstone, and it was really nice because it was like these three beautiful colors, like the white, the pink, and the blue. So I used those to represent the river, the wind, and then the dog sled. And the idea to have the stone floating was to kind of give it this idea of weightlessness, like the voice, like the song. And so the green stone, I wanted the idea of water. How would the stone be affected if water, like the river, kind of ran through it? There's also the element of there's holes in the stone. There's two holes that meet. And that is the idea of like the two women's throats coming together to make one sound. For some reason, associate spring to pink. So with the pink stone, I again imagined what would wind look like if it was in material form. The same goes with the white stone, the Himirloapik, with a dog sled. I was thinking of the actual sled scraping into the snow, making these jagged marks as if, you know, it had passed right over the stone. Yeah, I was very happy with the result. Honestly, I had seen it in my head, you know, for about 5 years before I made it happen, and I'm very happy with how it all turned out.